In open adoptions, the relationship between the birth mother and the adoptive family can take many shapes. Integrating a child's birth mother, and sometimes her family too, can seem like dangerous territory for adoptive parents. NPR's Greg Allen has this story about how one family has grown even after the legal papers were signed.
Every story has a leading character. In this case, it's a 3.5-year-old named Connor.
I'm old when I was a baby.
How old were you there?
Yeah.
I think you were 4 weeks old.
4 weeks old.
Connor's big for his age, a brown-haired, typical preschooler, sometimes independent, sometimes clingy, oftentimes demanding. Joy Zimmerman is a typical 3-year-old's mom, proud, loving, maybe a little indulgent.
You probably want something to drink.
No.
Are you thirsty? No? Okay. Do you need a kiss?
No.
Connor's story didn't begin with his mom, Joy, and his dad, Mark Dugan. They adopted him a few days after he was born and brought him to their sunny, split-level home in Overland Park, Kansas.
Something very special happened on March 12, 2001. Do you know what it was?
For you.
You want me to say it?
Uh-huh.
You were born.
After Connor's big brother Ryan was born 10 years ago, Joy had an emergency hysterectomy. For a time, she and Mark thought a single child would be enough, but eventually they decided to adopt. Joy Zimmerman says at first she wasn't sure about the idea of an open adoption. She grew up alongside an adopted brother. He'd been adopted by her parents in an era when birth records were routinely closed. But Joy says the more she looked into it, the more she realized how much children gain from knowing their birth parents.
Thinking about openness, I did want that for my child, to have more information and to have his questions answered, and eventually by the birth mom who made the choice, you know, to not to parent him. I wanted him to be able to talk with her about that. And I just wonder how my brother's life would have been different had he had that experience.
Joy and Mark's adoption counselor introduced them to Corey Swain, a pregnant 19-year-old college student. She's Connor's birth mother and appears on many of the pages in his life book.
That is, that's a picture of Corey. Look, she's a baby, and then she's a little bit older. I think you look a lot like Corey.
The people in Connor's life book are in many ways just a typical extended American family. What makes this one different is that it's a family that was formed when Corey Swain decided Mark and Joy were the people best suited to raise her baby. Today, Corey is a specialist with a Kansas City software company and lives just a few miles away from Mark and Joy. A few days after Connor went home to his new family, Corey went over for her first visit. She says it was difficult at first.
But then the more I went over there and saw how great parents they were and, you know, how much better it would be for him to have a family, not just a single mother, because I don't want that for him, you know. And it's not anymore. You know, I'd love to go over there and see him.
Corey comes over and visits now about once a month, often with her sister and mother. They celebrate birthdays and special occasions together. One recent Saturday, Corey came for dinner and went out for a movie afterwards with Mark and Ryan. Not all relationships between birth parents and adoptive parents, of course, are this comfortable. And counselors say in many cases, the involvement of the birth mother diminishes over time, especially in the case of young women who may later marry and raise families of their own. Mark Dugan says he and his wife think a lot about what it will take to help Connor keep his connection with his birth mother.
It would be something to think about, and we don't have any plans to move out of town, but if we did, that would be a serious kind of a consideration and maybe even a block to it. I think it's kind of a similar situation where you have divorced parents and they have children, and they've got to think about where they're going to live in a joint custody type situation.
Joy Zimmerman says she was at first hesitant about an open adoption, in large part because she feared that the birth mother might intrude on her relationship with her new child. But Joy says she's found those fears don't match reality. She went into open adoption knowing the benefits to the child and to the birth parents, but what she didn't realize was how much it would mean to her.
I've been reinforced in my role. When Corey comes over, it's so clear who Connor's mother is. It's me. I'm not threatened by Corey at all. I got used to sharing, you know, early on, and the reality of Connor's life and of our life, we are an adoptive family, which means that we are including Connor's birth family in our lives.
Like his brother Ryan, Connor will soon begin taking violin lessons and may even join Ryan and his mom in their family recitals. Ryan says understanding open adoption and the new relationships it brings isn't hard. Like he tells the kids at school, it just makes your family a lot bigger. Greg Allen, NPR News.